When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. Ho, ho,
ho, ho. It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
I love Christmas.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy show here. Tobin out for the week. Frog boy holding things down. Got Leroy here with me. Got J-Fig with us in the back. We'll be hearing from her shortly. Couple segments away from our Christmas trivia. In the meantime,
you can't.
Like, can't wait, dude. We're just talking about this stupid sport.
Wait, I need your list.
All
my list. I like destroying lists.
All right, cool. Then you know what? We're gonna go ahead and put our headlines on pause because it's time for us to get to our top five double dip. Things you can do on Christmas that are also not tough.
Going to the next joint.
Excuse me? You double dipped the chip.
Double dipped? What are you talking about?
You dipped the chip, you took a bite, and you dipped again.
All right, again.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Did anybody ever think that was a big deal before then?
What? Double dipping?
Yeah.
No, but I mean, be honest.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. But you know, nobody ever, like, I don't eat stuff like that anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but I never
questioned it. It's weird that, like, that's the first thing about this.
Yeah.
And all that's the first time you've ever heard of that being an issue was in that episode.
Double dip.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Now, that episode probably came out when I was like one. So, a majority of my life, the term double dip had already been popularized
Right.
So
right.
I grew up in an era in which, that was already a thing. But, you know, as you're saying, life existed before Seinfeld. So, I'm sure it was brought to the attention then. And people were like, yeah, you know what? That is kind of disgusting, isn't it? So then people were just dipping away.
I'm not big on going to a party tray of chips or something
same.
And just dipping it in the middle of a. I'm not big on fondue.
Yeah, no, same. You know, people are one day, though, going to be like, can you believe they used to have fountains with water and everyone used to put their mouth, like, close to the thing?
There's always in high school. You know, especially in, like, middle school, somebody got...
Just drained it. Like, disgusting. Just
put their lips all on the metal.
What are you doing? I don't know. For some reason, though, like, at a certain point, people just began disrespecting them. And just, like, you find, like, spit inside of it. And it's like, this isn't a sink, dude. Get out of here. It was just gross. Yeah. Just gross. Now, Leroy, these are the top five things on Christmas that aren't tough.
Okay.
You want to avoid these things for sure, especially if you're the Miami Dolphins looking to turn the page on toughness. Now, let's start with number five, Leroy. This is a controversial list, but we're going to start with a softball of sorts, all right? Number five thing you're not allowed to do as a man, as a tough person, receive any other gift other than socks, cologne, underwear, or a wallet. Those are the only gifts you are allowed to receive as a tough individual.
Not jewelry. You can get jewelry.
Nope. Watch. Why? A watch? Yeah, I mean, that's really nice. If someone buys me a watch, that's nice. I personally, no one ever offered buy me a watch. I don't know about that. But if you receive anything else other than those items, it's not tough. Sorry.
I'm trying to think. Now, I get a lot of golf clothes.
Okay.
I get, I put in an order for socks.
I'm not going to lie to you. I used to be like, socks, underwear. Now I wait. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I got some new socks and underwear. And that's how you're supposed to react. As a tough man, you're supposed to say, thank you for these socks and underwear. I appreciate these. That's all you can say.
Men are easy.
Absolutely.
Like, how's a man not easy? What you want for Christmas? Socks and drawers.
Now, look, it's an Al Macko saying power tools. That makes sense, but that's for Father's Day. We do that for Father's Day.
All right.
That's a Father's Day thing. That's not Christmas.
That's Father's Day, you get the manly man stuff, right?
Absolutely.
This is just stuff that you stay consistent with being tough.
For sure.
But
tough.
Father's Day is when you get the manly man stuff.
Yeah. You ready for number four?
Heavy duty ladder.
This yeah, right. Oh, thanks. You know what I'm going to do with this ladder? Take down these Christmas lights. And I don't want a ladder right now. I don't want to do this. You're giving me more work to do. All right. I've had enough. Now, number four. This ties in with number four. You know, you're not allowed to receive any of these.
Hold up.
Yeah, if my wife buys me a TV, but that's for the family, Leroy. No, that's not for you. That's for the family. Unless it's a private TV you're only watching in your room, you know? But that's a loophole. You know, we got loopholes here. You got to keep the TV, of course, and you got to remain tough by saying this is for the family. You know, this is for the family. I get to watch football on it, but it's for the family. Yeah. Now, this ties into number four. This is interesting because you're only allowed to receive these gifts. And do you know why, Leroy? Because as a tough, manly man on Christmas, number four, not allowed to have a Christmas list. You are not allowed to have a list. Imagine that. Imagine someone's like, oh, I can't wait for Christmas because on my list I have. No. You're not allowed to have a list. You can't request anything. You get what you get. You don't get upset. And you know it's going to be socks, underwear, a wallet, or potentially a watch.
Wow.
Not allowed to
have a list.
What age does a list stop? I personally think at 18, you can't have a list no more.
18?
You done have
a list. Way before that, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Like, at what age?
When you realize Santa Claus ain't coming down that chimney?
I think when you get a job. Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. when you realize, like, that's actually
what I'm saying. When you realize that there's no naughty or nice list, then you can't have a list either.
Absolutely. Now, going into number three of the least manliest things you can do on Christmas. This is going to happen when you have a child or, you know, maybe nephew, niece, whatever the case may be. And they get a toy that they want and they're so happy and they're so excited. And they're like, can you open this for me? And you spend 45 minutes trying to open this damn Power Ranger toy because it's that hard plastic that you can't really rip with your
that
hands.
That plastic that you're scared if you rip it open, you're going to lacerate yourself. Because it's like, you know what?
Yeah.
If a bomb comes, wrap me up in that.
Whoa, it is military grade plastic. For sure. It
is. You need to go get the heavy duty scissors. Absolutely. Or the steak knife. Like, what are it's you doing? Rough. Opening this Power Ranger. Yeah, it's rough.
It can't even, like, your teeth. You can't even do the teeth thing because now you're wrestling with this industrial plastic attempting to open it. And it's hard. It really is hard. It's impossible nearly. But if you spend about 45 minutes trying to get that Optimus Prime open, eventually they're going to be like,
wait a minute,
please.
Wait a minute. Yes. Can I just say?
Yeah.
You mentioned Optimus Prime, like, this hit home.
Like, I'm still waiting on my uncle to open
it. I thought you was going to say another one, and that is your nephew bringing over a toy or a video game or something, and then you start playing it, and you have him watching it.
Cannot enjoy other kids' gifts. It's just not, what are you doing? What are you, this is, holiday isn't for you, sir. The holiday is not for you.
Mm-hmm.
So far, Leroy, any discrepancies with the list?
No. All the lists are valid. The fifth one has some, you know, there's some exceptions, but for the most part, you're on point with that. Definitely the next one with the list. You don't give nobody no list.
That
nothing says I'm not manly.
Yeah.
Right. And yeah, we're good.
So far, so good. Now, number two, I could be a bit biased, of course, working for this station, but I think, Leroy, you'd agree with this. Whether you're doing it at home and whether you're doing it at a family member's home, at least one of the televisions, I have to have sports on. If I watch zero sports on Christmas, what are we doing here? I'm watching,
especially if Christmas fall on NFL Day, which it is this year.
Yep. I got basketball. You know, they always have the basketball selection.
The basketball. You got the bowl games.
New Jersey. Come on, you got so many various options of sports. Right. If I'm not consuming,
does that apply to Thanksgiving?
I mean, yeah. I mean, sports is a part of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, when me and my wife started dating, we went over to a family's house. He put all the TVs in the garage so we would just talk.
Yeah, and you know what? To this day, it's traumatized you, has it not? It's a little.
I have not been back.
I tell you what, it's a little questionable activity if you ask me. It's questionable activity.
Yeah, let's talk over football.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then from time to time, we can go, oh! Because
crazy
happened on TV.
You know you got a proper party.
Yeah.
If you might be cooking or eating and you hear, oh, in the other room, you got to run to see what happened.
Yeah.
That's a holiday.
There you go.
That's a holiday.
Come on. Got to stay manly. Tough. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so a TV, yes. If you're manly, a TV must be on.
Sports.
Some sports.
Absolutely. Ooh. Now, number one, Leroy. This one may hurt some people. This one may resonate with the audience that may be listening from other parts that are a bit colder than South Florida. Leroy, maybe you've experienced this in your years in Michigan or potentially in Cleveland. But it's Christmas morning. It's cold. You're looking for a little bit of comfort. As a manly man that we all want to be, as the Calais Campbells of the world, we know that there's one thing we cannot do. The number one thing, least manliest, that you can do on Christmas morning, drink hot cocoa. Can't drink hot cocoa. Cannot.
You better have a coffee.
You better have a coffee. You have some coffee or you have some whiskey and the kids don't know. But you cannot warm up with a cold cup of, with a hot cup of cocoa and some marshmallows floating in your mug. I don't care. I don't care if you got that mug for Father's Day.
Now,
can't do it.
You know what? Yeah. You
can't do no hot cocoa.
Nothing says I'm 12 like a hot cup of cocoa.
Imagine everyone's coming in.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Smeathan, this is not. No, don't. What are you doing?
Smeathan.
Hey, there's a hot cocoa drinker.
Yeah, there it goes. I see.
And smoking acceptable. Yes. No. Long as the base is coffee.
Correct.
You are good.
Look,
you good.
I can tell.
Just saying, wait a minute. So we saying, dude, just leave the gym.
Yep.
It's a little chilly. He got his swole on, just rocked up.
Just come on, man.
Right?
Come on.
He wants something to warm up a little bit.
Yeah.
If he go into the coffee shop and say, let me get a cup of cocoa.
Let me get a little hot cocoa with some marshmallows, please. You're done. You're done.
I will say this.
Yeah.
And here's where the caveat is. I don't like hot cocoa.
Oh, fair. See, right? You're too tough.
I don't. But you know why? Because it has to be made perfectly, and usually they just make it with the water.
Oh,
and it's not even good.
No,
so
No.
But I will say this.
Yeah.
If on Christmas morning, my daughter come in the room with a hot cup of cocoa.
Yeah, you can try it.
We gonna go sit and drink that hot cup of cocoa.
Well, listen, come on now. Of course.
Right.
Whatever.
That's what I'm saying.
Happy. That's prioritizing. Really, the number one thing you can do on Christmas.
Yeah, but now I'm gonna have to pay attention.
Gotta make sure,
because like when me and my friends, when we gonna go golfing tomorrow morning, right? And it might be a little chilly.
Yep.
And somebody have a mug.
You watch them.
If that's a mug of hot cocoa, we are immediately getting that man card. And we're going to put him on the timeout till New Year's. Now, I'm going to say, New Year's Eve, you better blow some stuff up to come get your card back.
Correct.
Right? Because that's the most manly thing you can do is fireworks.
Blow stuff up.
Yep.
Truly is. But,
Oh, by the way, you,
Oh, you know I'm partaking. You know I'm partaking. I'm getting some fireworks.
My neighbor said he went in. He was out of town.
For July 4th, he was out of town?
Yeah.
Oh, got to take a trip to TNT. Got to take a trip. We got to do our research this week, Leroy. We got to do our research.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm telling you. Dude, and then when you get there, you can just scan it.
Yeah.
And it shows you exactly what it does.
No, it's really efficient. You know, they got that line. They got the cops out there. And then they get you on the way out to buy this one, too. And I'm like,
Yeah,
I mean, last time. It was good, though. It was good. It was like $25. It was good. It was great. But that was your list of the least manliest things you can do on Christmas, Leroy. What do you think? Pretty good?
It's a good list. It's a good list. I can't think. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
I can't think of other things to put on the list.
Yep.
Well, partly because I've never heard a ridiculous list like this. Okay. But it's a valid list.
Yeah, absolutely. Gotta remain manly and tough on Christmas.
Like you said. But again.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get in family mode.
For sure.
And you not.
See,
you know,
but that's why I don't want to confuse manliness
and toughness.
Because
when Tadpole get up in the morning.
Yeah.
You know you going to be all giddy.
Absolutely.
Probably hope nobody taking pictures.
For sure. And if they are, though, then I have to push him down or something. I don't know. I have to make sure I balance out all the...
what is wrong with these guys?
I just got to be
tough. Leroy doesn't like hot cocoa like he doesn't like coffee and ice cream. He'll be drinking it before New Year's next year.
Okay.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I didn't say I didn't like coffee. I just said that because I'm so used to drinking that, like Tobin told me to make it. And when we went to Vegas, they had the thing right there. Right? Wow. Smeathan, I hate you, but this is some of your best work right here.
Okay.
He said, Marcos dressed like a sugar cookie talking about how to be manly.
Point for Twitter.
I think it was Waddle Baby Waddle, or I think it was him earlier. Somebody said, this is coming from
fireworks. I told y'all why. I told a story.
Yeah, it was trauma.
Why? It was trauma, right? It was trauma, and I got into it because Fonz wanted to get some stuff.
Yeah, man. Let my boy heal, all right? Let my boy heal. I think it was Waddle Baby Waddle earlier. He said, coming from the guy who eats gummy bears for lunch. And I was like, fair point.
You do eat the hell out of some candy.
Yeah, for sure. Me too. Which is not that manly, if I'm being honest. But damn, what? It's good.
Yeah, is there a manly candy?
No, but if you bite lollipops, that's manly.
Really?
You just chew them up.
No, Telly Savalas didn't.
Hmm.
You don't know who that is, right?
Nope.
Back when I was a kid, they had, you know how they have all these detective shows and cop shows?
Yeah.
There was one called Kojak.
Oh,
Telly Savalas. He was bald headed, and he used to always have a lollipop in his mouth.
What's his name? Oh, Telly Savalas. There you go.
Telly Savalas. Yeah. Kojak, which means damn, I'm old.
I'm about to find out what year this came out. Kojak release date 1964.
No, I watched it. I wasn't alive.
Nah, you watched new episodes.
It's also the most disgusting. Black licorice is the manliest candy.
Oh, yeah, because it is disgusting.
Right.
I don't know. That's rough. When we come back, we will discuss what the hell is going on with the Miami Heat. Is something wrong with Bam Adebayo, and should we be concerned? We got that and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts. Go.